Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Have you heard the news about a drink to choose? It's super thirst-quenching. Refreshment it will bring. It's not a soda pop or sugar-filled juice box. From the fridge or sink, it's water you should drink. Now go rethink your drink.
What are you drinking? Say it ain't soda, sports drinks, or juice boxes. They're packed with tons of unhealthy sugar. Rethink your drink and choose water instead. It's healthy, hydrating, and refreshing. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com for healthy tips. And remember to choose water. Ready, set, H2O!
Here's a smarter plan. Let's kick the soda can. Throw the sports drink out. Turn on that water stop. When you're at school, homework, or play, drink some water every day. It keeps your health in sync. Now go rethink your drink. Choose water as your drink.
The program of TSET.
Day two of the Oklahoma City Farm Show underway today, 9 to 5 today, then 9 to 4 on Saturday. Admission, parking are free at State Fair Park at the Bennett Event Center. And this year, the cattle shoot demonstrations are back on. They're inside, so weather doesn't matter. They're just outside the back door kind of the Bennett Event Center in the Centennial Building. Easy walk over there, and they're happening twice a day, 10:15 a.m. and 1 o'clock in the afternoon, both on Friday and on Saturday. A couple of our agricultural groups in Washington this week, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Rod Mozell leading a delegation of about 60 Farm Bureau members to our nation's capital, and he says it's important that Farm Bureau show up in D.C. to educate our lawmakers as well as their staffers.
It was really interesting the last 2 days. Besides the issues that we go in wanting to talk about, they often have issues that they'll want to ask our members what we think on different issues. And so there's issues that we don't even expect to come up that sometimes they or their staffs will be asking us about as they're starting to deal with those issues.
Farm Bureau's Rod Mozell. Meanwhile, Oklahoma Cattlemen Association's Michael Kelsey, also in D.C. with a delegation this week, says they've had a chance to meet not just with Oklahoma lawmakers, but also a couple of congressional offices from low cattle, high population areas.
We had an opportunity to sit down with some staff from a congressman from Massachusetts and a congressman himself from New York City, just east of Queens is his district. And that was an excellent meeting where we got to share with him a lot about our industry. Obviously, he has no cattle in his industry, but he has a lot of beef consumers. And so he was very interested in our issues that we were talking about and just about the industry in general.
The cattle industry's Michael Kelsey. USDA's National Ag Statistics Service is going to be releasing the 2017 Census of Agriculture this coming week on Thursday, April 11th, 11 a.m. Central Time. The full census report will be including millions of data points, including number of farms, land and farms, total value production, demographics, and more at a national, state, and county levels. This newest, latest Census of Agriculture will be used in a lot of ways and will be definitely high-tech, lots of digital access. The first census of agriculture, not so much, of course. It was conducted back in 1840 in conjunction with the every 10-year census of the U.S. population. Another estimate of damage done to agriculture by the bomb cyclone that hit Nebraska over into Iowa, Missouri as well. Iowa saying probably $2 billion of damage in that state. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the Southwest Ranchers Bull and Female Sale, Friday, April 12th at 12:30 at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha. The sale will feature offerings from Brink Angus, Brookshire Farms, Bull Mountain Ranch, MCS Cattle, and others. And Wheeler Farms will offer 80 Hereford and Angus bulls along with 20 Angus open yearling heifers. They're ranch-raised, developed with frontline genetics and performance. For an online catalog, go to mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. 405-641-6081.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.